It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 20th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. It's been in the pipeline for several weeks, but now it looks like a Yahoo purchase of the blogging website Tumblr is happening. The website All Things D first reported the deal. Kara Swisher is co-founding editor of All Things D. She says this is a big part of a mission for Yahoo's new chief, Marissa Mayer, a mission to make the aging internet company cool again.
She's been trying to regenerate it by doing a series of superficial things like free food and free iPhones, which other companies already do in Silicon Valley. But she really does need to fundamentally change the way people think of Yahoo. It's sort of thought of as an older demographic. It's thought of as an older property. And so she has to reinvigorate it in some way. And this is one of the ways she's choosing.
What are the dangers for both companies here? I mean, I would assume that Yahoo swallowing up something cool might remove some of the cool from that thing it swallowed up, and that's dangerous for Tumblr. And then on the other side, maybe this turns out to be a $1.1 billion thrown down the drain for Yahoo, right?
Well, you know, cool is hard. When you're cool, and then when you're not, you're not. So I think that's one of the issues. I think it also, it hinges on products. I think if these products are good, people will use them. That's really the bottom line for every single company in Silicon Valley and in technology. So if they can keep the products terrific, if they can keep the audience satisfied, they'll probably be all right. I think nobody's run from Instagram because Facebook owns it. People like Instagram because it's a great product.
How might Yahoo try and sort of open up Tumblr to a larger group of people, and how might Tumblr change under Yahoo ownership?
Well, I think they're be smart to leave it alone like Facebook's done with Instagram. I think more what you're going to not see is behind-the-scenes infrastructure changes. I think strengthening the management staff, strengthening the ability to deliver, strengthening the technology. And so that's really where you're going to see some action. You're not going to see it, actually.
So if you're Marissa Mayer, what's your next move? What now is the missing piece in her puzzle for trying to reinvigorate the company of Yahoo?
Video is sort of where it's at. Mobile and video are pretty much the two twin things that Yahoo's been lagging in. And so it's just really important, I think, that they, especially since they're a content company, that they have a better video presence. They had had initial talks with Hulu, which is on the block, but there's a lot of players there, so that's a little tougher. You know, they've done mostly small acquisitions. I think I figured out that of the 10 acquisitions they did, except for one of them, they paid about $16 million for them all together, which is chump change. I suspect they'll make a very big video acquisition, if I had to just guess.
Kara Swisher, co-editor of the website All Things D, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Volusion, providing complete e-commerce software, services, and support to help companies build successful online businesses. More at Volusion.com. Do you have what it takes to be a budget hero? Try your hand at fixing the nation's finances and see how your choices stack up to others. Go to budgethero.org and play the popular online game from American Public Media. That's budgethero.org.
And my wife is hilarious. She sent me an online message the other day about adultery of the Netflix variety. The TV and movie streaming company study of 2,000 American adults suggests nearly half of us secretly watch new episodes of shows, the ones we're supposed to save for viewing with our significant other. We men are about 25% more likely to do this. Honey, I'm sorry. I did it. I watched Bob's Burgers without you. If you change the Hulu password, I understand. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.